Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Welcome back. 2 o'clock, 2:07 on a Thursday afternoon. Thank you for being here with us on 97.1 FM Talk. You're listening to the Annie Fry Show. Ryan was doing a very important Wiggins America just an hour late because we shuffled things around in the first hour. We're going to get to that here in a second. The YouTube live chat poll today is, how do you feel about Trump's handling of Canada? Ethan, do you have any thoughts on the 51st state conversation, Governor Trudeau, tariffs on Canada, our neighbor? One of the options is indifferent. Do you love it, hate it, indifferent?
I don't love it. I don't hate it, but I don't know if I would say I'm necessarily indifferent.
What would
I feel
you be
like
then?
There's something in between there where it's obvious to see like what Trump is trying to do, and it is working to a certain extent, but I also understand the American people out there, and even in Canadians as well, saying like some of the comments that he makes are unnecessary. Because even if Trump has a certain, if he has a certain agenda that he's trying to accomplish with some of the things that he says, I think that sometimes the people don't receive it that way. So I can understand why some people take away from it, like it's not productive, it's unnecessary. But simultaneously, I also do think that there are times when it is funny, and
yeah.
I mean, it has to a certain extent worked in trying to, piss off the Justin Trudeau and
pee off.
Well, you know,
some people listen who are like, "Ugh." Say pee off, please.
No, I
it's
agree.
Going so good.
It's not like we do anything better.
I feel you, Ethan.
Oh man, we would love for you to go vote in that poll. I've seen more chatter on social media from people who don't normally talk about politics, be like, I'm going to go get my maple syrup. You know, like just like trying to show a solidarity with
yeah,
our
that'll
northern,
go a long way.
Northern brothers.
From Vermont.
And,
wait a minute. Just
giving you the opportunity to weigh in on this. You can tell us if you love it, hate it, or if you're indifferent on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat bowl. Aliens.
You want to survive now? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-mm.
You're still going to just walk right into the beam.
She's still giving.
No, I'm not going to the beam. I'm going away from the beam.
No, I'm not talking. And I'm not talking about the beam that brings you up into the spaceship. I'm talking about the beam that just slices
advice.
You in half.
You're telling us that your advice to survive an alien attack is to go up in the beam.
No, don't go toward the light. Is what I'm saying. In many circumstances, you'll survive longer if you do not go toward the light.
Like a mosquito and a bug zapper.
Yes, that is you.
Did you guys
and
have
aliens.
Bug zappers? Have you ever? Did
oh,
you
yeah, we had
one
when
zapper?
I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
They were fun.
Ethan, you know what a bug zapper is?
I know. We never owned one, but I had friends that had them.
Did you call it that?
Yeah, I think so.
In fact,
it is a sound of my youth. Yeah, just electrocuting bugs.
Yeah, you felt like you were the king.
Yeah.
Freshman
well,
year.
Like my dad, I guess, did.
Freshman year when I didn't have my license, one of my friend's moms would...
this is a great story.
Would have to pick us up from school.
Pee us up.
And,
this is what I missed when I was in Washington, D.C. This is what brought me back home.
That's, I think, the first time I can remember
really
just breaking.
Caitlin Collins wasn't having these kind of conversations.
Breaking. Oh, man.
And they had a...
She's got to power through, Ethan.
They had a bug zapper, and us 14-year-old guys would take turns smacking each other with the bug zapper.
So you had the racket versions.
Yeah.
So
my friend did.
I was going to say, I got this for a gift for, I think, my dad a few Christmases ago, and I'm like, this is going to be the greatest gift ever. It was one of those mobile bug zappers that you walk around with and just hit bugs with.
Ours, growing up, ours was one that you hung up.
Yeah, ours was too.
And it just would zip.
Yep. You know what else would help with attracting mosquitoes away from you is if you hung up a bag
of
blood.
Attracting them.
You are one of the aliens. This is a trap. It's a trap.
Anyway, back to the content that you came for.
Where? I'll be right back. I gotta go find it.
These are the top ways to survive an alien invasion. So I told you where you want to be and where you don't want to be in the last segment.
Heaven.
And there was so much to this that we said, we gotta come back and do the rest. So
that
here are the
exactly
top ways
happened.
To survive the alien invasion, really no matter where you are. Number 10, there's 10 of these, be peaceful.
Okay.
When aliens do arrive, yeah. We were talking about this, motivation.
This is like what AOC would say.
Yeah, this is what
just
a good actress says.
Welcome them with love.
Yes. Yeah, any good leftist politician
slowly
or actress.
Slowly approach them and hug them.
Asks first, what is my motivation?
What if they immediately say they want to kill you?
Well, listen, it says first, we should give them the benefit of the doubt until they attack.
Okay.
So
okay.
First, communication
be
will
nice
be essential.
Be nice to them until they attack?
Yeah, you got
to
let them make
they
the
first
move,
They have to make
move,
the first move.
Says.
Okay.
Best way to reach understanding
it's
is
like
through
Donald
peace.
Donald Trump's doctrine.
But if the aliens have already begun to invade Earth, then you're going to have to pivot that strategy.
How do you know if it's invasion?
That's why communication is important with the aliens.
What if you can't?
You're the one that said we couldn't communicate with them last
segment.
Yeah,
see, they're making this up as they go, Ethan.
These
they don't really know.
These are different types of aliens. These are different types.
These are northern aliens.
See, making peace is exactly what an alien scout would want you to try to do so you were easier to get.
See, yeah. Brad knows it.
The ones I was talking about last time came from Universe West. This is Universe East.
UW.
And from which direction you leave the Earth... I can't really tell. The Earth is a globe.
It's the UW so, Warriors.
I don't know which way is west or east, but I can tell you there's a difference between these aliens.
West is left.
The first ones are transdimensional. These are R-dimensional. Just for clarification. Number 9.
Clarification. Absolutely nothing has been clarified.
After you realize that, oh, these things are here to kill, you need to obtain a weapon.
Oh,
okay, peace didn't work, and the
False.
Aliens clearly have bad intentions. You need to go get a weapon.
The
what
first
a kitchen
thing
knife
you
work.
Do is you have a weapon, and you conceal it. And yep. Then you determine if they're peaceful.
Unless you're in Texas, you can just walk around with them.
Well, maybe they don't go to Texas first.
You're right about... Or UK, you're not going to have any swords to fight off the aliens. So you need to get anything you can. Ethan, you just mentioned a big knife. Yes. That's
from your
fine.
Kitchen.
Yeah. Now, if you're talking about the aliens and your hand-to-hand combat, that's a great way to go about it. If you're talking about them in the spaceships, not as good. You can try throwing it, though, if you want. Number 8. Find a gas mask and hazmat suit. It doesn't really tell you
I
how.
I have one of those things.
It just says, find a gas mask and a hazmat suit. The aliens will likely be one step ahead. Okay, they'll be a few steps ahead. Let's be honest. They'll know more about our world than you think they will. That's why you need a hazmat suit, because
do
the air will be contaminated.
Do aliens on their alien planets talk about what's going to happen when the aliens come? And like, what if it's Earthlings? Do they just automatically assume we're going to be smarter than them?
As an Earthling, I can tell you that that's all they talk about.
I feel like our solar system might be the part of the universe that aliens roll up their windows and lock their doors as they fly by on their spaceships.
Why?
Not true. We have corn. And soy beans.
Corn makes whiskey.
Yep. Whiskey makes my lady.
Baby.
Baby. A little frisky.
Feel a little frisky.
And that's what the aliens are after. And that's what we need to be very careful of. That's
they're
how
after
we,
our women.
That's how we had nothing.
They're after our women.
Yeah, they're after our women.
I'm ready to fight.
That's why I told you I wanted to go see Jesus.
That's right, yeah.
This will be the worst.
You're trying to avoid the Nephilim. That's what happened.
I mean, yeah.
So don't get drunk if there's an alien invasion because you're gonna find out why they're here.
I hope the White House press corps is not listening right now. Go on.
The whole press corps?
Yeah. They're sitting around waiting for something to do. Like,
nobody's walking up to
that
lady.
Like, who was that Midwesterner? Well,
who let her in?
Let's pull that up and see what she does for real. I don't believe it.
She must be new media. Number 7. Get out of the city. Why are you still in the city? Go, go, go. The aliens will crush our biggest cities first.
This is pretty
contradicting.
This is contradicting the last article.
Western Virginia.
I agree with you.
Not West Virginia, though.
This is inconsistent.
That's almost heaven.
Number 6. Avoid meteorites and their crash sites. Given that aliens come from space.
You're going to outrun them. Here's the question.
You'll need to avoid areas that have been affected by space objects.
When you see the meteorite coming, it's crashing, and you see it. Do you try to outrun it in the direction that it's coming, or do you try to cross path? If it's coming at you from the right, do you try to go left so that it misses you?
Oh my gosh, that's such a naive question.
Go on.
No, you run opposite the direction of the meteorite.
Whichever
you run away direction from it. It's coming, you go the other way. That was number 6.
But it's coming at you, so it'd be coming in the same, it'd be making the same movement towards you that you were running in. How are you going to be able to judge if you can the landing spot?
Meteorites move fast. The speed at which you run is so negligible compared to the speed of a meteorite.
So you're saying run away.
Just get away from it. Which whatever,
but your speed is
whatever direction you can run. If you're like, that way's a ravine, that way's a road, go to the road.
What I think, your best bet, I think you're going to get squashed by this meteorite if you see it coming, but I think your best bet is to run in the direction towards it so it goes over the top because it's not going to just land. It doesn't just land straight down, right? It's going to crash and create distance when it lands.
I think you're overestimating your speed.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be able to outrun the meteorite. Don't you understand what I'm saying? Do
yes.
I need to draw a picture?
I think there's a better.
I get what you're saying.
It's a roll of the dice,
right? But you're looking to mobilize the asteroid's speed to yours because when you're running toward it, it's heading at you.
I'm going to run towards it and right at the end slide. So that it crashes over my head and just misses me.
This is what I was afraid of.
That we wouldn't take you seriously?
I'm not going to move. I'm just going to stand still.
You're going to say, what are the odds that it would hit me right in this place?
I'm going to give it a good old salute. And if I make it, I make it. And if I don't, I don't.
You grab that cross necklace you're wearing and...
Yep. Give it a little kiss.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
And you say, twos.
Listen, okay, joking over. Not only
probably
could
not.
These sites, these meteorite crash sites, be highly toxic, they could be planned by the aliens. They could also be part of some larger plan, some sort of hub or cocoon for alien life forms. I mean, yes, joking, but like, listen. Number 5.
I thought you said we weren't joking around anymore.
How big are these butterflies going to be that come from this cocoon?
I mean, God help
you
us.
You get one more point.
They can fly and they go in your mouth. You're just gone. Just let it go.
You're gone. It's gone.
Yeah. Let's hope that your eternal soul is ready to run.
You know Jesus.
Number 5. Find a way to hide/camouflage yourself.
Why isn't that the first thing you do?
You got to get out of the city first.
After you ran to the city.
And then you got to cover yourself in twigs. If you're out of the big city, you need to adapt to your environment. Aliens could potentially have technology that identifies human movements, but you could still try to hide.
I just imagine Ryan trying to cover himself one by one with like 4-inch long twigs.
I need more twigs.
Kids, get more twigs.
Dad, cover me up.
Dad's kind of big.
How many other points do you have? List them.
Number 4, seek military aid.
You just said 5. Are you going backwards?
I'm going backwards.
Oh.
It's like David Letterman. Number 3.
We got to number 4 before you realized that.
Be a cunning linguist, because then you might be able to communicate with the aliens, maybe even through symbols. Number 2.
It's like, I'm drawing a smiley face question mark? Uh-huh. Scary face question mark?
I'm going to draw a woman like the bathroom signal and then put an X through it. Like, do not take our women. That's against our rules.
Man, now would be a good time to lean into the multi-gender.
Hey, yeah.
I am not a woman.
I don't know. I don't identify as that.
Out.
I could maybe carry a little alien baby, but you don't know. Number two.
I don't think you know their skills. Go on.
Scavenge or steal their technology like China.
China part you added.
I did say that
part. Just checking.
That's not in the article. You need to find ways to rip off the aliens, steal their stuff, and maybe use it against them. So this is where the hand-to-hand combat comes in, Ethan. So have a knife, stab them, take their utility belt.
Only if it's hand-to-hand.
Number one, last one, most important. Destroy the mothership.
Again, I kind of feel like that should be number one.
First and foremost, focus on destroying the alien headquarters, which is the mothership. Hopefully they're all linked and they daisy chain explode, but we don't know.
In the words of my generation, up yours! And then you solve the problem.
We are donezo.
I know. That's why I'm cutting my losses at the beginning. And
I was hoping to change your mind by the end of the segment. Apparently I failed.
No, I'm pretty comfortable in my...
What if you were the one that was going to destroy the mothership and you just sacrificed yourself right at the beginning? All of us die because of it.
You'd have to convince me that I was the one that had to do it first.
I just tried.
Like I said. X's and Y's next. Trish is out for the week, so we're going to catch back up with her next week for Annie, Are You Okay? X's and Y's, those questions that we have for one another across genders, all two of them. I've got several of yours from the last time we did this on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. If you want to give us a comment, go find that post. You can leave a comment there. You can also leave them on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We've got a few questions of our own. Why do men fill in the blank? Why are women always fill in the blank? It gets fun. We'll be right back.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
All right, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show, the YouTube live chat poll for today. How do you feel about Trump's handling of Canada? You love it, you're indifferent, or you hate it? YouTube channel Annie Fry, F-R-E-Y, and our live broadcast. It's up right now in the comment section, the live chat. That's where the live chat poll is. All right, let's get to it, Brad.
X's and Y's.
So Molly on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page said, this probably isn't a Ryan and Brad related question, and I'm adding in maybe it's an Ethan question about boys and men. Why are boys that are typically Gen Z and younger wearing such short athletic shorts? Annie, I know your son's a freshman, so maybe you can weigh in, but I just don't get it. The length of shorts for Brad and Ryan when you guys were in high school, where did shorts come to?
Very baggy.
Was it Allen Iverson who would wear them to his mid-calf, basically?
Yeah, I don't think it was just him.
But I mean, he was kind of famous
for it. He's the one that kind of... Him and the Fab Five from Michigan, they set off the big shorts thing.
So you wore them big and baggy?
Yeah.
Same.
All pants when I was in high school.
Yeah.
All pants were baggy.
Ethan, how short are your shorts?
We had a name for those.
And why
of
are
shorts.
You like the way that you are?
So actually, this has changed from like when I was in middle school and early high school to where it is now, because I remember actually in middle school getting made fun of for having shorts that were too short.
And where did they hit you?
Right above, barely above the knee cap. Barely.
So you showed your knee?
Yeah.
And that was too short?
That was too short.
So then you graduated high school, and then what?
Well,
how short were they then?
I wouldn't say it was a little bit before that, but at some point along the way, I think it's when, like, at one point, like, remember when Simply Southern started getting really popular? Like, that style of mm-hmm. Clothing?
Mm-hmm.
During that point, guys, I guess, started getting more into, like, shorter and shorter and shorter, to where now it is I think it's just showing that styles and trends of fashion change, and right now, like, short is what's in.
So the shorts that you wear, you're 24. The shorts that you wear mm-hmm. out and about in the summer, how short are they?
I mean, like,
if you put your hands down by your side, would they be longer than your middle fingers?
If you put your hands in your pants, where they come out the bottom?
Brian.
they are longer than, like, as I put my...
Are you wearing shorts right now?
No.
Oh. We all are. That's why they have to shoot us from the waist up on these cameras.
As I put my hands by my side, they're still longer than, like, my hands
down to
mid-quad, probably.
What's the shortest pair of shorts, Ryan, that you own?
I have a pair. These are like way ahead of their time right now. They're called inverted shorts. So they actually are so short that there's nothing up here, but
it's a
they're
banana
only
hammock.
From the knee down.
You wear the shorts over your shoulders.
Uh-huh. They're tough to walk around in.
That's why you got fired from the Dave Glover show.
I got fired from a lot of jobs because of those inverted shorts.
It looks like, as I look online here, 5-inch, was it 5-inch inseam, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Tends to be what the popular trend is. And I would say that's probably where most of my shorts are.
Baseball and soccer players, for sure, kind of push that trend. I actually do like the above the knee, a couple inches above the knee for men, more than I like the 90s version of
Palazzo. I do too. I think the 90s version looks stupid and ugly.
It does.
Hell, hold on.
It does.
Fighting words.
Yeah.
Stupid and ugly.
It was cool when we did it.
Not anymore.
Says the old people in the room. Yeah.
Do you ever tight roll your shorts?
Attacked.
Nobody tight rolls shorts. Stop asking him questions
that
he wouldn't.
What does that
try
mean?
Tight roll your shorts.
Is it just what it sounds like?
I'll explain how to tight roll your pants later, but now everybody's pants have elastic on the bottom of them, so it's kind of built in. Anyway, next question.
Remember last week, or the last time we did this segment?
It sounds like it's going to be personal.
When we were talking about, do girls like bad boys?
Mm-hmm.
What was the ultimate answer to that?
Yes.
Yes, because they want to change them. They want to tame the beast.
It's not because they want to change them. And you're going to say it's the same thing, and you're going to be wrong if you do.
I was
going to
say, that's what I took it as.
It's not that they want to change them. It's they want to be the reason that they no longer are bad.
Okay.
They don't want to change them.
But how is that any different?
They want to be the reason they changed.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for clarifying what I just said.
Yeah, there's zero difference.
It's the exact same thing.
None of you are bad boys.
Well, that was one of my questions is...
Are you a bad boy?
What makes a bad boy, and are we bad boys?
Well, I was going to say, we're all married. Maybe we were.
Yeah, you don't know.
And I am factually certain that none of you were bad boys.
Speak for yourself.
I also was not a bad boy. I will speak for myself.
Were you a bad boy?
How did we find a girl?
No, Ethan wasn't a bad boy. Are you kidding me?
No, absolutely not.
Ethan is the opposite of a bad boy.
I was such a goody-goody.
Yes.
It feels weird to keep saying bad boy. Are you a bad boy? Are you a bad boy?
You a naughty little boy.
You guys are all naughty boys.
I quit.
What makes somebody a bad boy was my question.
You're not following the rules.
They're not.
You don't care.
They don't.
Which rules are you breaking though?
Depends.
One's school
on the bad boy.
All the laws.
They're people
do you
who
care about the police.
They're people who live their life not confined by the boundaries that most people, whether it's like, just kind of manners and just the normal way that good, well-behaved kids behave, or it might be a little bit more than that. They might be into something. You know, drinking underage or smoking or whatever it might be.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Smoking in the boys' room.
You're a bad boy.
Now it's drooling in the boys'
room.
Have
you thought about this for a week?
Kind of. Kind of.
You just want to be a bad boy.
Yeah,
because
I want to be a bad boy.
You want to be wanted by a good girl because you're a bad boy, and you are wanted by a good girl, but not because of that.
I don't want the girl part. I just want to go smoke in the junior high bathroom.
Oh, I was going to tell you that. I was about
again,
to say,
he says.
Then go! But then you had to
like,
say,
wait a minute.
Junior high. Go smoke in KMOX's bathroom.
I think one of the 97 wonders is in our bathroom smoking. Is he vaping? No, he's straight up smoking.
He's got them cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve.
He's wearing a
shirt. Is there anything else you want to know about girls and bad boys?
Nah, that's pretty much it.
All right, Brad.
So... Why is it that it seems like the...
If this is about bad boys.
No.
Okay.
This is about...
It's coming from a bad boy.
Really
bad boys.
This is about girls' interactions with other girls. Why are they the biggest critics of other women?
Because they're insecure.
Okay.
They're bad girls. They're being bad.
Naughty girls.
It's like every time... Every time I see a comment about the way somebody looks or something like that, especially like media personalities, it's always coming from another girl. Don't wear this after
Labor
Day.
You've never seen men criticize media personality females? Because I could show you a few. For the
it's
way
never
they look.
Happened in world history. Yeah. Not no. once.
It's just those bitchy women.
We just
women.
Walk around looking at the TV and high-fiving each other.
See
dudes, you guys see the TV today?
We're bad boys.
Did you see the girls on there? There were girls
if
on the TV.
If you ever go look at any of the comments on some like Fox News personalities on X, and you'll see the things, a huge portion of the comments will just end up being about their looks. And they're usually men, and they're usually men who are spending time criticizing the way they look. And I mean, sometimes these men have profile pictures. There's no way to verify that that's who they actually are. Sometimes it's like Voltron or something. And you're just like, so you're telling me if I'm not going to pick out a person's name because I think they're all beautiful, they were in a situation and available. If they showed interest in you, you'd be like, oh, you're too fat to
be
talking
to
me.
Actually,
yeah, exactly.
I'm saving myself for someone a little more beautiful.
Exactly. No, women do it.
Gorgeous enough.
Women do it because they're insecure or because they've been around those women who have treated other women that way, and it's just turned about fair play.
You know what's interesting? I saw a few years ago a study on sight lines on television screens, and probably all screens, that they would put, they would track men's eyeballs where they went on a screen when a woman and a man were on a screen.
Uh-oh. Don't like that.
Of course,
uh-oh.
You know where it's going. You know where that's going. But here's the crazy
straight
thing.
Straight into that man's eyes.
That's right.
Because he was a bad boy.
Because he was a bad boy. And they were like, I want to be a bad boy
you
too.
You can see it in his eyes.
Teach me your ways. I don't know, just do bad stuff.
Wow, that guy's doing wheelies.
In his heelies.
He's a bad boy.
What are we talking
about? He's
going
to go off a ramp.
Is there an end to the story?
Yeah.
So, you want to insert it
he
here?
He said, hold on, let me think about the end real quick.
Yeah.
So the other thing, the guys are exactly the way that you expect. They tracked the girls' sight lines, and it was the exact same as the guys.
If a guy was watching a woman or a particular...
Yeah, man and woman on screen.
They watch the women.
Man watched the woman,
yeah,
of course.
Of course.
Women all watch the woman, too. Same thing.
I think it's... You see women marrying people who are not necessarily in their league from a physical standpoint more often than you see men. How I'm trying not to be rude about this.
Describe league.
Yeah, who's not marrying who?
You see less attractive men with more attractive women way more often than you see very attractive men with less attractive women. Men are visual. And women want intellect. They want humor. Little bad boy.
Want a little bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
You want somebody with inverted shorts.
I think that's weird, boy.
3-inch in seams.
Anyway, is there any more that you need to know about this? You just wanted to know why women are awful?
Mean to one another.
Mean? So yeah. Mean. They're, for the most part, insecure. It goes with the territory. And if they're not insecure, we know what they call them.
Perhaps you guys have discussed this when I haven't been in here for this segment, but I know we've had a lot of, you know, girls' bathroom talk.
Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
do girls all go to the bathroom together? Why is that a thing? Have we talked about this?
We halfway
not
addressed
really.
It, but okay. I don't think we asked mm-mm. directly this question.
What, I was going to say, question. Did I give an answer to it? I don't think we have.
Mm-mm. I don't think we asked it no. specifically.
Well, first, before I go, Ryan, why do girls go to the bathroom together?
I think they do each other's hair and do pillow fights in there. There's pillows in there.
Where do they get the pillows from?
Okay,
there's a couch in the girls' bathroom.
That, wait,
I've
call
asked
that
about
a.
this, though.
Okay.
B, for Brad, why do girls go to the bathroom together?
Talk about whatever situation is going on at that moment. Like, they're going to go in there, it's like, we have to talk about what's going on.
Yeah, talk about this pillow fight.
Ethan, why do you think women go to the bathroom together?
To gossip. To gossip.
It's giggling fall into that category?
It kind of depends, I think, on...
Are you 15?
I think it depends on where they are.
Yeah.
But, like, there's always something to talk about, and there's always someone to get away from to talk about.
If let's say the women on the show minus Ethan and his Ethan's wife, not the
women on the show minus Ethan.
Ethan.
I'm talking about your wives, but I'm taking yours out because she's a different generation than if we all went out and Mrs. Wiggins and Mrs. Range and Mrs. Fry went to the bathroom together, you think we're giggling, having pillow fights, and gossiping about
Ryan,
you?
Ryan's like such a bad boy.
Putting on your makeup again. Touching up a little bit, whatever's gone wrong throughout the evening over the last hour.
Whatever's gone wrong.
And then just sort of like, did you see what Brad said about his asparagus? Ha, 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 ha.
I think that it's possible that at 24, I don't know how many of your peers are married, more or less than half.
Less than half.
I would assume. So there's probably, if you're going as a group of single girls or people who are dating or on dates or something or not fully committed, that is a whole different situation. That probably is, you probably do have to pee and you probably are talking about the situation. I think if it were Mrs. Wiggins, Mrs. Range, and myself, we would just be like, well, I'm going to go. You want to go with me? You just have a company.
I would want to do the opposite of that. I would not want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the one place I wouldn't want
Brad,
company.
I'd be like, Brad, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, all right, I'll wait.
Yeah, give me a couple minutes and then you can go in there.
I got to go to the bathroom. Ryan, you want to come in?
You'll know that was me.
I guess we're different.
Says a very different message if guys ask each other to go to the bathroom together. Come on, boys. Potty time.
I'm going to go pee off.
Pee time.
Yeah, you say it's pee off.
Pee time.
Number one or number two?
Do you have more questions? Should we do more of this when we come back?
Sure.
Maybe we'll let the people speak in the YouTube live chat poll or comments. You can also comment on the poll. How do you feel about Trump's handling of Canada? I've got more from the listeners as well on the Facebook page. And we'll get the results of that poll from Ethan when we come back. Don't go away. A little follow-up from the last time we did X's and Y's. We talked a lot about back and forth between man and wife about where we're going to go eat dinner.
Yeah.
And Dave commented on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, what Annie was missing in the food for dinner discussion, a man will ask the woman where she wants to eat. The woman says, I don't care. Then the man says, what about this? And the woman says, no. This will go on for 3 to 5 suggestions until the man asks again, where do you want to go? And she'll say, again, I don't care. And he just ends infuriating. And I read that and I'm like, yeah.
Does that actually happen?
Probably more. And I don't know. I would say between my husband and I, we have our places. We have our meals at our places. So it's not, where do you want to go eat? It's like, I want a Texas Roadhouse grilled chicken salad. Or a Wingstop.
Sure.
You know,
it almost just seems too stereotypical for it to actually happen. You know, you see the skits or you see the funny videos of that, but it's like, but that doesn't happen in real life, right?
Oh, it absolutely does. You haven't dealt with that?
No, not to that extent.
Oh, he tells his woman where they're eating.
Yeah, apparently.
Listen up now.
Listen, we're you're going gonna, to chicken salad chicken, listen, you're going to like it.
And you're going to like it.
Ooh, that would be a good place to start with most women, FYI.
What?
Chicken salad chick.
That's a place?
Yeah. It is. It's
never
great.
Heard, never heard of it.
They have chicken salad. Tina says, here's one for the boys in the room. Do all men like Westerns?
Not really.
No.
A really good Western is it's just a good movie.
That's a good movie, yeah.
I'm trying to think of the last one that I watched, even.
When you say, do you like a genre movie?
I would have stereotyped men and said yes on this one. The men I know.
Well, I think it's a generational thing.
Yeah, I
think
agree.
The generation above Gen X.
Not my husband.
Boomers. Probably really did grow up on Westerns and like Westerns more.
Grandparents watch is the Western Channel. That is all that is on.
If I'm flipping through something and I see that, I'm like, who watches this? And then there are people like that, your grandparents, who are like, it's all we watch. Mm-hmm.
By the way, the least Western thing I've ever seen is watching people line dance. They're wearing Western clothes.
Feel attacked.
They're listening to country music. But that does not make me think of like Western
can't
culture.
Can't see cowboys doing that.
No,
around the campfire.
Next question. Who's got one?
I'll throw one out there. What is the deal with women in their shampoo? Like, I mean, guys are so chill with the soap that they have. For God's sake, some dudes have like the 3-in-1.
Well, I would say.
And then there's girls that are like, look at that, and they're like, that's sacrilegious.
I would say that men don't have hair that needs to be cared for, but then I'm looking at you.
Speak for yourself.
And you're flowing locks.
Thank you.
Red locks of hair.
Hey, easy. Strawberry blonde.
It's red.
That hurt.
It matters. I don't know. It just matters. I also have
not
to have...
Not much of a reasoning here that I'm hearing.
Well, I have a shampoo rotation.
What?
Yeah, you can't use the same bottle of shampoo all the time.
Oh, I thought you meant like you have a couple of them and you use a different one every night.
No,
I'll
go through a particular brand of shampoo and then I can usually use two bottles of one and then the third bottle I'll have to change it up and do something else. Just to keep my hair healthy.
Huh. Interesting.
Do they smell?
Do they have a scent? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Do they smell fruity or do they smell
They smell girly.
Earthy?
Is that what?
I don't know. Earthy. I don't even know. Like they smell like flowers and stuff.
Or like the ocean breeze.
Yeah.
Sounds like shampoo makes you nervous.
It does.
Pine.
Smells make me nervous.
Purple shampoo.
I had to use purple shampoo when I bleached my hair in high school.
Yeah. Make sure it didn't get too orange. Yellowish.
Correct. Yep. Mm-hmm.
If I do purple shampoo treatment on my hair, why?
It's so hard to get out.
Well, if I do it, I get compliments on my hair that day every single time.
Really?
But I have, I don't know, I don't have white hair, but I have gray. What is my hair like? 80% gray, 20% blonde. It's kind of hard to tell. I don't color it anymore. You don't know what this color is?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
No.
But if I put the purple shampoo in it, it just makes it like kind of like
what is
silvery.
This? You're saying this like we should know.
Purple shampoo?
Yeah. Is it a brand?
I'll try to explain it to you. It's shampoo that's purple.
Literally.
You know what, it's not making your hair purple.
No.
Yeah, it can if you use too much of it and leave it on too long.
I didn't know
that. I will do that sometimes and I get a lot of compliments on it. I'll try to do it tomorrow. I think I have some at home.
Something to do with purple and different tones cancel.
It's
purple.
Well, yeah, it's taking out, like I was saying with him, like if you have orange or yellow tones in your hair, it takes them out and makes it like
makes
silvery.
Them
soft, softens it a little bit, right?
You should use purple shampoo in your beard.
I will.
Ooh.
Do you think it'll make my beard more vivid and would make it pop?
Yes.
I'll do it.
Fluffy.
It's kind of like a little fluffy right
Next
now.
Next question.
I have one that's kind of along those lines.
Shampoo?
Yeah.
Or purple?
Girls don't always wash their hair whenever they shower, or is that just some girls don't do that? And
everybody's hair is different.
I mean, how can you get away with that? Because if I didn't wash my hair every
I'm with
time.
Them.
There's a whole movement to not wash
I'm
your hair at all. Have you ever seen that?
What?
That like the way commercial shampoo has changed our hair, that we're not made, like we're stripping all the natural oils and everything out of our hair. That your hair is actually not, this is what this movement says, that your hair will take care of itself over time. You don't
Even
have
if
to
it's
wash
sweaty?
Your hair. I don't know. I mean, you still wash it. You just don't shampoo it.
How do you wash
just
it without
rinse,
shampooing
you just rinse it?
Water.
But that's not washing it.
Not for you.
That's rinsing it. Rinsing and washing aren't the same thing.
It just depends on how much oil your scalp produces and what your situation is and what you're doing to your hair with the shampoo. Like, you might be trying to volumize your hair. You might be trying to moisturize your scalp. You might be trying to strengthen damaged hair, whatever. So it kind of depends on that. I wash my hair as little as I possibly can.
Chris says that there's a movement also to not brush your teeth as well. Can anyone confirm about this one?
Mm-mm. No, I'm just saying there is a movement.
But you aren't.
I wouldn't do that.
Oh.
That's gross.
Kurt asked the question of women, I guess. What color is the sky in your world? Seems kind of like a shot, but...
I like that there's a movement in modern America to just stop washing yourself.
You know that hygiene stuff?
Like, what?
Cut
we've
it
been,
out.
We've been doing that stuff for way
it's
too long.
It's just earthy. That's all.
Getting back to our
my
roots.
My husband says God made dirt and dirt don't Ryan. Hurt, so... I don't think he's for me not washing my hair.
I don't think that it's going to hurt you.
I think he came up with that because it rhymes.
I mean, unless it's like you're going to get infections, which maybe you will. Ethan, try it.
One more question. Anybody got one?
Why do girls like decorative pillows so much?
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Because don't you appreciate that your wife nests?
That she what?
Not really, unless she's feeding me a lot of worms.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? That she what?
Oh, my gosh. I'm like,
you don't know what nesting is?
No.
So it's like making a house a home. Women,
okay.
Women will, when they're expecting a baby, they get the urge to nest, to like create more of a personal living experience on the space that they're in. And decorative pillows are part of that.
You'll know
women.
Because you'll see decorative pillows. Your wife will walk around going, wah, wah, wah. Coughing up all kinds of vomit.
Oh my God.
Pulling random items in off the street and
God
weaving
bless
them together.
Mrs. Wiggins. My Lord in heaven.
That's what she does. That's how I learned.
Uh-oh, you're like, nesting. Hold on. This is the thing that they were talking
she's
about.
Kicking her feet behind
well,
her like a
well,
dog.
Hi, honey. How are you? Everything okay?
Do you like the bed when it looks all nice and there's some decorative pillows on there?
Man, I love the bed.
Ethan.
How can you expect me to
Ethan,
do anything after that? That's
Ethan,
so not fair.
In his refrigerator with his herring.
252 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll, which asks, how do you feel about Trump's handling of Canada? 46% say that they are indifferent, 33% say that they love it, and 21% say that they hit it.
Thank you, Ethan. If you have more X's and Y's questions for us, we'll keep checking them out on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. So go there and leave a comment. Thank you for everybody who participated with us on that YouTube live chat poll. And you're going to want to keep it right here because the Mark Reardon Show is up next on 97.1 FM Talk.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.